T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America, the last show of the week. And we're going to do it together. We got a lot to get to tonight. So much to get to. I'm on Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. You can look that up. I tried to do a video earlier today. I had a phone number for the comedian Tom Green, and I thought, you know, I'm going to just do this on the Facebook Live. We'll see if we can get him on the line impromptu and see if he answers. I guess you can see that video online at Ryan Recker Radio if you want to do that. Let me lay out a couple of the things we're going to do on the show tonight. Pastor Brian Gibson's going to join us in about 8 minutes from now. He's part of a group that's called Peaceably Gather, and their website, peaceablygather.com. Basically, he organizes different pastors from across the United States to share the message of peacefully gathering together, calling on pastors to join a movement of peace, and I wanted him to give his message tonight, given that there's still a lot of issues that we're facing here. So we're going to do that coming up after the weather. I also have Chris Raby at 11 o'clock right after the news. Chris Raby and I are going to talk about the Drew Brees comments and the apology that came today. We have both of those bits of audio. We'll go through that. He had a segment today with Mark Reardon that was really good. So it's always good to have Chris Raby on the show, and we're going to talk about that a little bit after 11 o'clock. More guests scheduled for tonight. A guy by the name of Peter Cazadoy. Yeah, I had a hard time saying his name, but I'll get it right. TEDx speaker. He's also the writer of a book called Honest to Greatness, and he talks about fact-checking. So how in the world can we talk about accurately fact-checking things on social media and things like that? So trying to find honesty when it comes to news. We're going to talk to him about that. And also later in the show, Chris Carosa is his name. Wrote a book called Hamburger Dreams. We talk about hamburgers. So why not? Why not talk hamburgers? You know, last week was National Hamburger Day. We didn't have the opportunity to talk hamburgers with him on National Hamburger Day. But do you really need a day to talk hamburgers? I feel like we can do that anytime and still enjoy ourselves. We're going to take a look at your weather coming up. And since it is Friday, well, Thursday going into Friday, we do keep things a little more flexible. So if you want to call in at any time, you can. 314-436-7900. You may want to wait a couple minutes because our guest, Pastor Brian Gibson, is going to join us next on Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts, MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And joining us now is Pastor Brian Gibson, and you can look online about some of the things that he's calling for. There's different pastors across the country that are trying to take immediate action to end the riots and try to heal the racial divisions. The website, peaceablygather.com. Pastor Gibson, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Hey, it's an honor to be here with you, Ryan. The pleasure is all mine.
So let's talk about what we're seeing in the country over the past week. There have been different protests that have turned also into violent riots. We've seen here in St. Louis some pretty terrible outcomes. Police officer shot. We had a former police chief as part of these riots that was shot and killed onto the streets. And it's just a lot of violence in the country right now. St. Louis, just one of those places. I want to talk to you about what your message is and what we should be doing in these times.
Yeah, when you look at what's happened across America and how quickly things have turned so violent, it rends the heart. It drives people to the knees. It makes you rethink everything. And I really believe, Ryan, what we're seeing here is America shut down its churches for almost 3 months. And this is a direct result of the lack of God's people coming together and worshiping and praying. Because I believe, you know, we went church online for a while we were figuring out what the coronavirus was. But there's something special, there's something supernatural when the church meets together and does what it's called to do. You pull that out of the equation, and I believe you open up the land for evil, you open up the land for iniquity, you open up the land for what we're seeing right now. So I believe the faster we can get the church back doing what it's designed to do, the quicker we can get peace to come back to the land. I was just out this week in Louisville, Kentucky myself. There have been shooting, there have been rioting, looting. Of course, some peaceable protesters. I'll say this, there were peaceable protesters in Louisville, Kentucky, and then there were also bad actors that were shipped in that have been bought and paid for, and they came to tear up Louisville. And they weren't tearing up their own city, Ryan. They came to tear up one of our cities, right? So I think that I think there's a whole lot of things going on right now. I believe the African American community is hurting. They need to be able to express that. And we're peaceablygathered.com. So we are for peaceful protests. But when you see violence, you see like you're talking the deaths in St. Louis. How many deaths across America is it going to take to wake us up and realize that, hey, violence is not the answer. There's a better answer. And I believe that answer's name is Jesus.
You're right. And it's always been. And part of the problem we see, too, is that the peaceful side of things, when it's during the day, and during the night, there seems to be a whole different atmosphere to it. You start to see some of the other reports where people will justify or will excuse the violence to say it's just part of the process when it comes to healing. You know, as a pastor, I'm guessing you've helped a lot of people heal through some tough times, and I'm guessing you've never advised them to go and turn to violence as part of that process.
Yeah, I've never seen violence fix a situation. It only perpetuates more violence, right? The shedding of blood begets the shedding of blood begets the shedding of blood. So, yeah, there's no excuse for that kind of violence, just like there was no excuse for the killing of Mr. Floyd or any of the other individuals that have been murdered, shot, stabbed since then on any side of the issue. You're never going to win with violence. Matter of fact, Dr. King taught this. He said that the only way you drive out darkness is with light. The only way that you can drive out hatred is with love. And one of the greatest civil rights leaders that the world ever knew or has ever seen was himself dynamically opposed to violence and called for peace. You know, it was always peaceful civil disobedience with Dr. King, and Dr. King changed the world. And we desperately need that spirit, that attitude, that voice of King right now in America. And I hear people trying to make excuses for that type of action, and it is inexcusable. And I think it misrepresents so much of the good, God-fearing African-American community and the Floyd family themselves that have asked for the violence to stop. You know, even the people that are protesting that are doing it right, it misrepresents them. And then causes people to think that anybody that's protesting is violent, which isn't true. So I'm calling for the violence to stop. And we believe that, the violence can stop. So we have a method we're working on.
Yeah. What is that method? Is it Peaceably Gather the PPP plan?
Yes, sir. Our website is peaceablygather.com. And any pastors that are listening right now, or clergy people, or just anybody that wants to be involved, could go to peaceablygather.com and check it out. But Peaceably Gather, we started, and our mission when we started, Ryan, was so many churches across America were having their First Amendment rights violated through the COVID crisis, where you could go over to the Walmart and there would be, 600 people in the Walmart. You drive by the Home Depot and it looked like a rave in the 90s. And you could go to the church and they couldn't have more than 10 people in there. That's still going on in America, by the way. There's still 8 or 9 battleground states. Obviously, we have such a massive issue right now. We're taking care of other business. But the PPP plan is this, right? There was the payroll protection plan the government had. We decided to come up with our own PPP. And that is, number one, we're going to pray for peace together. So we're gathering together and we're calling for African-American, Latino, Asian, and Caucasian pastors to come and lead prayer meetings together that are multi-ethnic. Just this week, we led 5 of them in different cities across America. And I'll tell you, the one that I led was in Louisville, Kentucky. And there'd been a lot of pain there. There'd been a man shot, left in the street 7 hours. It had gotten violent enough. The mayor of the city had been chased by protesters. So a lot of bad blood in Louisville on that day. The next day we go and pray, and I'm seeing African-American pastors praying for and hugging policemen who were weeping, because prayer is powerful. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from the wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I will come and heal their land, is what God said. And we need a healing in our land. So number one, we're going to pray for peace. Number two, we're going to preach peace. And that is going to the places that are affected, right? We're thankful we're getting to preach in our pulpits again. But preaching in our pulpits right now is not enough. The men and women of God of every race, I believe we have to take to the streets. We have to go where the protests are. We have to offer compassion. We have to offer whatever it is. If it's a bottle of water and a prayer, or whatever we can do for people, we need to be that peaceful entity in the midst of some of these treacherous places. So I'm calling for guys to go be the voice of God. Wherever the word is preached, the word of God's preached, the atmosphere changes. It just changes the atmosphere. So the last P is we're calling for partnerships. And that is, we need partnerships between suburban churches that tend to be way more Caucasian with inner city churches and ethnic churches. I happen to get to pastor. I have churches in Kentucky and churches in Texas. The churches that I have in Kentucky are in largely white areas. So we represent the demographic, and that's about it there. The churches I pastor in Texas are very multicultural. So often 50% white, 50% Hispanic in our congregations. And we just think that we got to find those strategic partnerships and make real friendships that last, resource each other. Right? Because it's easy to be mad at somebody you don't know. But it's hard to demonize or be angry with, or, you know what I mean, have a bad agenda against somebody you've done some life with. Right? It's just, it changes everything. So we need that across America. We need that across America.
So again, your plan, and when I go to your website, I can see some of the different networks that you have worked with. And again, if people wanted to look that up online, where can they go?
Yeah, they could go to peaceablygather.com, and that's PEACEABLY, gather, GATHER.com.
Perfect.
Also, they can find us on Facebook, Peaceably Gather. We have a page there. They can find us on all social as well, and Instagram.
You know, before we end the interview, being that you're someone that has traveled, I understand you're even going to Washington, D.C., and you're spreading this message of peace in a time where so many people are excusing the violence and are not advocating for peace. It's good that we are seeing that people are coming together around it, and that needs to be represented inside of what we see in the reports. I'm hoping that you could say a prayer for our country. And, you know, we see here in St. Louis, there's a lot of damage still done from Ferguson. And we see just from the last couple of nights and going back maybe three nights now, some very difficult things happening in our community with shots being fired and fires and cars being set on fire and even a former police chief being gunned down in the street, getting confronted by rioters. It was really sad. I'm hoping that you might be able to say a prayer for our country tonight.
Yeah, I would love for our country, and I'd love to pray for St. Louis. And let's do that right now, Ryan. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for America. I thank you that you've blessed America. You've shed your grace on America. You put your hand on this nation. And right now we see terror. We see bad actors. We see all sorts of things happening in our nation, and we pray right now that the Prince of Peace would stand up and say, peace be still to this storm. I rebuke this storm in the name of Jesus, because I believe it's a storm sent from the evil one to steal, kill, and destroy. And Father, I pray right now that the violence would stop. Lord, that hearts would change. I pray that you would raise up key leaders in every city in America. Lord, to stand as Jesus, to stand their ground, and to bring righteousness and a rule and an order back to this great nation. Lord, I pray for healing. We come against racism in any shape, form, or people group, including law enforcement. Father, we pray protection around them. We pray for healing in the African-American community. Father, we pray for healing for all of our nation. So I pray for those families now that have lost loved ones, and I pray that you would show up, because the Bible says you're near to the brokenhearted. And I pray for a revival. What we really need in America, Lord, is a revival. I pray for a revival and a great awakening to come from New York to L.A., from Canada to Mexico. I pray that you would shake this nation and that the church would rise up and be everything that it's called to be. I bless my brother. I bless his efforts, and I bless St. Louis. May peace flow in St. Louis tonight, I pray, across America, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Brian Gibson, I'm so glad we had this time to talk, and I think it's important that this message gets shared. Peaceably Gather, people can look it up online, go to the website, and there's pastors all over the country that want to take action to promote peace in a time like this, and I'm glad that we got to spend this time tonight. Thank you for coming on to KMOX.
Hey, it was an honor.
And he joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Thank you for joining us on Overnight America. Ryan Recker Radio is how you can search me on Facebook. And I've been posting some things on there, including my stupid videos I do every once in a while. How about we go to Mike, who's been holding on. Welcome to Overnight America, Mike.
Hey, how are you? Hey, you know, I really want to thank you for that, having that last gentleman on. You're a true leader, partner. You know, peace is where we need to go and something to believe in. So I thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I thought it was a good message. I think that his message that he's taking to D.C. this weekend is going to be an important one, too, because they're still seeing a lot of violence there. And it really, I think the way you look at the way people grieve, it's not healthy if your answer to that is to go out and be violent. And we're seeing a lot of that on the streets right now. It, unfortunately, it's just not healthy the way that some people are reacting to this, and we really need to counteract that. So yeah, I thought it was a good message.
Yeah, and it's nice that somebody's not feeding that machine. You know,
oh, good.
I mean, you're not feeding the anger. You're not feeding the heartbreak and everything that's going on. So I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for a lot of people in this city when I say thank you.
Well, thank you. Good to hear from you. Have a great night. Yeah, I mean, obviously I get worked up about things just like anyone else, and I also have this this radio program and a microphone, and there are a lot of people that do listen to this. And sure, I'm going to guess there are times I drive people crazy. I'm sure there are times I maybe step a little bit too far, but I understand that in times like this, I'm not going to go out there and promote violence. And I think that's something that we should all strive for. Let me read this real quick, and I got to give some kudos to Kanye West. There was a headline today on TMZ. Kanye West has donated $2 million to the George Floyd Fund, meaning he's going to be doing things such as setting up a 529 college plan for his six-year-old daughter. He's made donations to help their families. And this is important to note. Let me point out a couple of different things. We've seen celebrities step up and start to throw money into these funds that are there to put the bail together for people that are arrested on the streets, the ones that are committing these violent crimes, these acts of violence. And to me, I look at that and I say, so you're going to back that with cash in order to say, yeah, I support their right to go set things on fire or shoot at police or whatnot. Maybe the right thing to do is try to put some money into helping the family who is grieving right now, or maybe some of those causes for those that have been hurt because of this violence, or I don't know, maybe a radical thought. Maybe you help some of those innocent people that may have had their homes damaged, their businesses damaged, their cars set on fire that now have no way to recoup that. And maybe that's an interesting way that you could really show support for more people who are innocent victims in this altogether. Of course, the family comes first, but we've seen Kanye West step up with that, and I'm happy to see that's happening. You know, there's a couple of things I want to get to, and yeah, there's a lot of division that's going on. There are people that try to force the division. And I think it's interesting, the Yahoo News interview that happened with Drew Brees a couple of days ago. I want to play the clip for you because I'm going to be talking to Chris Raby about it right after the break. So this is Yahoo Finance. Listen to the way the question's set up and listen to Drew Brees' answer.
Everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality. And now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that. And of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played.
And then he goes on to answer, and this is a long answer, but we just don't have enough time to play the entire thing. But I want to point out there was instant backlash by certain people on social media, and I wanted to bring in Chris Raby after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about what Drew Brees said. And I talked about this last night on the show, and I gave my reason of why I have no problem with how Drew Brees answered that question. Again, it was kind of a trap to begin with because they knew how Drew Brees felt on it. But I wanted to talk to Chris Raby. He's got a different perspective than I do, and it'll be good to have that coming up after the news. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.